ಸಾಮೇಶ್ವರ ಯದ ನಿಂದಿತ ಪಿತಾಮೇ ತ್ವಾಂ ವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ತೇಜಸ್ವರಂ ವಿದ್ವಾಮರ್ಷಾತಯ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಸರ್ವಲೋಕ ಗುರು ಪ್ರಭು ಭ್ರಾತೃಹೇತಿ ಪುರುಷಾದೃಷ್ಟಿ ಮದ್ಭಕ್ತೆ ಮೈ ಜಾಗವನ್ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಪಿತಾಮೇ ಪೂಯೇತ ದುರಂತಾತ್ ದುಸ್ಸರಾದ್ಘಾತ್ ಪೂತಸ್ಯ ಪಾಂಗ ಸಂದೃಷ್ಟ ತದಾ ಕೃಪಣವತ್ಸಲ ಮೊದಲು ಸಾರಿ ವಸ್ತುನೇ ಇದು ಮಾಡ್ಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ನೆರ್ಸ್ಕೊರ ಏನು ಮಾಡಿ
ಫಸ್ಟ್
ಮಂದಿರ ಇರ್ಲಂಗೇನೆ
ಲೇಟ್ ಮೀರೋದು ಇದ್ದು ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಆ ಟೈಮ್ನ
ಏನು ಜಾಸ್ತಿ ಒಂದು ನಿಮಿಷ ಟೈಮ್ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಏಳ ನಿಮಗೆ ಬಲ
ಕೋಟದೆ
ಕೋಟ ವಿದ್ಯಾನಗರ ವಾಕಾಡು ಈಗ ಉತ್ತಮ ಹೋಟೆಲ್ ಧನಂಜಯ ಧನಂಜಯ ರೆಡ್ಡಿ ಆ ಕಡೆ ಇವಾಗ ಆಶ್ರಮ ಉಂಟಂದ್ರ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮಿಷನ್ ಆಡವಾಳ ಹೆಡ್ ಗೌಂಡ್ ಆಶ್ರಮ ಉಂಟು ಅವಳು ಯೋಚನೆ
ಹೋಟ್ಲಲ್ಲೇ
ಅದು ಇಕ್ಕಡ ಇಕ್ಕಡ ಧನಂಜಯ ರೆಡ್ಡಿ ಗಾರಂಡೆ ಅವಳು ತೆಲಂಗಾಣ ಅದು ಮಾ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಬಿಟ್ಟಾರೆ ಅಂತ ಆಶ್ರಮ ಒಟ್ಟು ಮಂಚಿ ಆಡವಾಳು ಒಕೆ ರಂಗು ಗೊಡ್ಲು ವೇಸ್ಕೊನೆ ಪೆದ ಆಶ್ರಮ ಮಂಚಿ ಹಾಲು ವಚ್ಚಿ ಒಂದ್ಸರಿ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಬಿಟ್ಟಾರೆ ಧನಿದೇ ರೆಡ್ಡಿ ಗಾರು ಇಟ್ಟು ವಾಳು ಪುಸ್ತಕ ವಾಳಮ್ಮ ಅಕ್ಕಂತ ಫೋಟೋ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಸಾದ ಅಲ್ಲಿ
ನಾನು ಎಪ್ಪಡೂ ಗಮನಿಸಿ ಮಾದ ಪಕ್ಕನ ಆನೆಸ್ಟ್ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ಅಂತ
ಚಿಕನ್ ಬೆಲ್ಲಿ ಆಸೆ ಅಂದರೆ ಇಟ್ಲಾ ಭಾಳ ಸಾಧನ ಮಂದಿರಾಲು ಉಂಟಾಯಿ ಅಕ್ಕಡೆ ಇಟ್ಲಾ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ ಉಂಟು ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಮಂದಿರಾಲು ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ ಟ್ರೈನಿಂಗ್ ಇದನ್ನು ನಾಲ್ಕುನ್ನರಕ್ಕೆಲ್ಲ ಕಾರ್ಯಕ್ರಮ ಈ ನಿಯಮಾಲು ಪಾಟಿಸಲ್ಲ ಈ ಸಾಧನ మీరు ఇస్కాన్కి రాగలుగుతున్నారంటే ఈ పూర్వజన్మ కొంత సుకృతున్నట్టు లెక్క మిగతా మందిరాలకు వెళ్తే అక్కడ పద్ధతి ఉండదు ఏది పడితే అది పెడతా ఈ మూల శివలింగం పెడతారు అక్కడ అమ్మవారి గుడి పెడతారు ఇక్కడ సాయిబాబా విగ్రహం పెడతారు ఇంత ఆ పూజారికి ఆదాయం కోసం అట్లన్నట్టుగా ఏమి నేర్చుకోవడం కానీ చేయడం కానీ ఉండదు మీరు పని పెట్టుకుని ఇస్కాన్ మందిరానికి వచ్చారంటే మీకు పూర్వజన్మలో ఏదో ఉంటుంది 10% 5% అని భగవంతుడు మీకు తెలియకుండా
నేను
మీరు మాట్లాడకపోతే ఎందుకంటే తెలుస్తుంది మాట్లాడుతుంటే ఏనా నేను కూడా ఇది చేయాలి కదా అని మీకు మ్యారేజ్ అయినా ఎంతమంది పిల్లలు ఏం చేస్తున్నారు
ఇంటర్ ఫస్ట్ బాబు సార్
ఇద్దరు కొడుకులు
కూతురు కొడుకు ఫస్ట్ ఇయర్
ఎన్ని ఎకరాలు
పన్నెండు
పశువులు కూడా
బర్రెలు ఉన్నాయి ఆవులు
ఆవులు పెట్టుకోవాలి మంచిది
ఉన్నది అభిప్రాయం మేము అక్కడ లేము ఊళ్ళో ఇంట్రెస్ట్ అయితే
రెండు నెలలు ఉంటారా
ఇక్కడ ఇస్కాన్ సిటీలో
అయిపో మరి ఇస్కాన్ సిటీలో అంటే అప్పుడప్పుడు ఆడండి రోజు బయటికి వెళ్ళి ఒకసారి దాన్ని పెట్టుకుని
వస్తుంటాను తక్కువ రెగ్యులర్గా ఇప్పుడు మండేనా ట్యూస్డే సండే ఫ్రైడేనా డైలీ అనేది
ఏదో వాట్సాప్లో వచ్చిన స్టోరీ పంపించారు ఏంది మీరు ఇంటి నుంచి బయటకు వెళ్తారు మీ భార్య వాళ్ళు రావాల్సిన టైంకి రాకపోతే ఏదో చూస్తూ ఉంటారు ఈరోజు 7 గంటలకు వస్తారు రాలేదు వెళ్ళిపోయినాడు కానీ అట్లా ఇంటి నుంచి బయటకు వెళ్ళేప్పుడు కార్యక్రమం బ్రేక్ఫాస్ట్ అని తీసుకుని సాగం ఇంకా నిజంగా మనకి మేల్ చేసేవాడు భగవంతుడు మిగతా వాళ్ళంతా కూడా పేరుకు బంధువులు ఎవరి కర్మలు వాళ్ళు అనుభవించారు మనకి ఎవరైనా లేదన్నా మన బాగు చేస్తారు మన తల్లిదాతలు మారుస్తారంటే జగన్నాథ్ విషయం దేవుడు. కాబట్టి వాట్సాప్లో ఏమన్నాడు, రోజు ఇంటి నుంచి బయటకు వెళ్ళే ముందు భగవంతుడికి మనకి ఈరోజు ఏంటంటే మాంసం తింటారు మీరు తినకూడదు, మాంసం తింటే మనం మళ్ళీ సాయంత్రం ఇంటికి వస్తామో లేదు తెలియదు, దేవుడు దేవాలయం ఇంకా యాక్సిడెంట్ కానీ ఇంకా యాక్సిడెంట్ ఏ రోజు అవుతుందో అంటే చేసిన కర్మలు మాంసాన్ని నెల్లూరు ఎవరినైనా తింటారు తింటా అంటారండి.
హోస్టల్ ఏరియా ఆల్మోస్ట్
మీరు కానీ మాకండి
చూడాలి
మామూలుగా లావు కానీ
మాంసం తినేదాని వల్ల లావ్ అనేది
లావుగా ఉండే వాళ్ళకి మాంసం రిస్క్ ఫుడ్ అంటే కొలెస్ట్రాల్ తర్వాత క్యాన్సర్ రోగాలు ప్లస్ కర్మ మంచి కర్మ కాదు. ఎంత చదువుకున్నారు?
బీఎస్సీ
సైన్స్. ఇది వచ్చిన పుస్తకం ఇస్తాం చిన్నది, అది మిమ్మల్ని ఆలోచింపజేస్తుంది. లైఫ్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ లైఫ్ అని జీవం నుంచి జీవం ఆ పుస్తకం అది చదవండి, అతను మళ్ళీ కలుసుకోండి. తర్వాత తర్వాత రథయాత్ర వస్తుంది, రథయాత్ర జనవరి 27 పెద్ద తెలుసు రక్షిస్తారు ఎప్పుడైనా జగన్నాథ్ రథయాత్ర ఇది 7వ మార్చి మీరు ఇస్కాన్ సిటీలో ఉన్నారు ఇంకా బాగా
ఎప్పుడే వచ్చాం 6 మంత్స్
అదే ఇక్కడి నుంచి బాగుంది. రోడ్డు నుంచి వెళ్తుంటే ఎంట్రన్స్లో కుడి పక్క 2-3 బోర్లు ఉంటాయి రాబోయే కార్యక్రమాలు, ఏదో రాధాష్టమి బలరామ జయంతి జన్మాష్టమి ఊరు తెలుసా అట్లా లోపలికి వచ్చారు కదా కుడి పక్క 2 బోర్లు ఉంటాయి రాబోయే ఫంక్షన్ 7వ జగన్నాథ రథయాత్ర కింద కూడా పెట్టింటారు పోతే గమనిస్తుంటే మంచి పండుగలు మిస్ అవ్వకుండా ఈరోజు ఉపయోగించి మంచి రోజు కార్యక్రమంలో కరగంటే మేము ఇంకో 15 నిమిషాలు చదువుతాం. మీరు వెళ్ళాల్సి వస్తే ఆయన చిన్న పుస్తకం ఇస్తాడు చదివిన తర్వాత మళ్ళీ ఒకసారి కలుసుకోండి. హరే కృష్ణ. హరే
కృష్ణ
చూడము నెక్స్ట్ 18 శ్రీ భగవాన్ వాచ త్రిసప్తభి పితాపూత పితృభి సహతేనగా యస్సాదర్శ కులే జాతో భవాన్నై కులపావన ఎత్ర ఎత్ర చ మద్భక్త ప్రశాంత సమదర్శన సాధవ సముదాచారస్తే పూయంతేపి కీకట. ట్వంటీ సర్వాత్మన నా హింసంతి భూతగ్రామేషు కించన ఉచ్చ వచేషు దైత్యేంద్ర మద్భావ విగత స్పృహ భవంతి పురుషాలోకే మద్భక్త మద్భక్త వామన వామనవ్రత భవాన్ మే కలు భక్తానాం సర్వేషాం ప్రతి రూపదృక్ కురుత్వం ప్రేతకృత్యాని పితుపూతస్య సర్వస మద్భక్త స్పర్శనేనాంగా లోకాన్య శతి సుప్రజ పిత్రాంచ స్థానమాతిష్ట యథోక్తం బ్రహ్మవాదివి మయ్యావేశ్య మనస్తాత కురుకర్మాని మత్పర. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్పుర ఈ డివైన్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి. ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ సార్, సుప్రీం లార్డ్, బికాజ్ యూ ఆర్ సో మెర్సిఫుల్ టు ది ఫాలన్ సోల్స్, ఐ ఆస్క్ యూ ఫర్ ఓన్లీ వన్ బెనిడిక్షన్. ఐ నో దట్ మై ఫాదర్ ఎట్ ది టైమ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ డెత్ హెడ్ ఆల్రెడీ బీన్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ బై యువర్ గ్లాన్స్ అపాన్ హిమ్, బట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ పవర్ అండ్ సుప్రీమసీ, హీ వాజ్ అన్నెసరీ యాంగ్రీ అట్ యూ, ఫాల్స్లీ థింకింగ్ దట్ ది కిల్లర్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ బ్రదర్, దట్ హీ డైరెక్ట్లీ బ్లాస్ఫెమ్డ్ యువర్ లార్డ్షిప్, ది స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్ అండ్ కమిటెడ్ హెవీలీ సిన్ఫుల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ డైరెక్టెడ్ అగెన్స్ట్ మీ యువర్ డివోటీ. ఐ విష్ దట్ హీ బి ఎక్స్క్యూజ్ ఫర్ దీస్ సిన్ఫుల్ యాక్టివిటీస్. All the Hiranyakashipu was purified as soon as he came in contact with the Lord's lap. And the Lord saw him. Prahlad Maharaj still wanted to hear from the Lord's own mouth that his father had been purified by the Lord's causeless mercy. Prahlad Maharaj offered this prayer to the Lord for the sake of his father. As a Vaishnava's son, despite all the inconvenience imposed upon him by his father, he could not forget his father's affection. So this is the nature of a devotee. A devotee is kind to everybody, especially to his parents, whatever they may be, because they have done so much for us, and we are at least for this lifetime you are indebted to your parents, because your very birth is because of them. Otherwise where were you to be? So even karmis, ordinary people, are very affectionate to their parents. Is it right? Ordinary people, uncultured people who are in three modes of material nature, because it is the basic. The basic decency of a person is that we should always talk respectfully, politely, appealing. When you don't agree with your parents, don't shout and yell, don't fight. Whenever you want to control your seniors, it is by your submission. If a wife wants to control the husband, not by taking a kadchi, take care, not like that. If a wife wants to control the husband, it is by her service. It is by her submission. Then the husband, he becomes helpless to cooperate with the wife, because the wife doesn't fight at all. That is the way how to deal with. Suppose you do a very offensive activity which needs some punishment, but when you behave very gently, the person wants to punish you, seeing your repentance, seeing your humble attitude, maybe he doesn't know, maybe in haste, But because his behavior is good, I am sure he will not repeat it again. So the gravity of punishment will be very minimized when you take your proper position to the superiors. So this is the only way to handle the seniors. Whenever you are dealing with seniors, anybody who becomes humble and submissive, the seniors has to bless you. In the Mahabharata war, the battle lines are drawn up and the both sides are ready to fight. One great thing Arjun did, he did not start fight right away, although the soldiers were turned up against each other, ready to fight. Because Arjun knows the etiquette. Without the blessings of the superiors, even when Adi Shankara wanted to take sannyas, you cannot take sannyas without the blessings of your parents. Even when you want to get out of the ashram, get out of the house, move into ashram, you need the blessings of the parents. Otherwise, your mind will trouble you. You come into the ashram and start fighting with, like Nidhi and Joshna. Keep fighting, fighting. They don't know why you are in the ashram. We are in the ashram that we have to be better than outsiders. Is that right? Because ashram is the place where people are trained up. So not only that, you create chaos, you bring bad name to your superiors. When you fight in your words, but people say, what kind of training are they getting? Who is training them? Sukadeva Swami. And I had to hang, I had hung my head in shame. So let's say, whenever you are fighting, actually the trouble is for the authorities. Because whether they listen or not, but you have to take the blame. Somebody may come and ask you why you are not training. I told them, sir, but. So if they are not cooperating, then you throw them out of the ashram. For buts, the ashram is not open. Yeah, simple. Okay, everything is with certain norms. When you stay in the ashram, it is understood that you want to cooperate with the authorities of the ashram. It is understood when you are staying in the ashram that you want to be submissive. Because there is no force. There is no force that you have to come and join here. People join, they are called voluntary organization. ISKCON is a voluntary organization. It's nothing like Venugopal, you have to serve, Hare Krishna, sir, not to be seen any longer. Because there is no force. When there is when he says that this is the place, when I serve them, I get blessings. When I serve them, I will improve. So people volunteer, this is called voluntarily. Because nobody is paid. Nobody is paid. So many people are serving in ISKCON. They come, like from Kadapa, she is here. And so many people come from within the city, from here and there, they come. Why? Because they see that we need the blessings of Maharaj and Bhagavan. When we try to serve, and when Maharaj sees our tiny efforts, little efforts, when the authorities see our improper but sincere. Improper because we are not polished. So you expect that there will be improper behavior, but ready to, willing to be corrected. Willing to be corrected. So mistakes there are, that's no problem. Even big blunders can take place, no problem. Provided you are willing to correct yourself. but not cover up yourself, or not that you challenge the authorities to defend your behavior. It's a blame game.
No, I'm all right. I'm not pagla.
That's it. So the point is, Arjun, when the great war is about to begin, immediately, because Arjun was a thorough gentleman, Arjun, immediately, fearlessly, and without any hatred or hurry, he just respectfully approach Bhishma. He respectfully approach Dronacharya, who are in the opposite party, who are in the opposition. That means Arjun is going to kill them, and he's going and ask them, please give me your blessings. I'm going to fight with you, please give me your blessings. Then actually Bhishma says, if you had not come to me, Dronacharya and Bhishma both told, if you had not come to me, you would have lost the blessings. Now we are helpless to give you blessings because you have followed the proper etiquette. Where Duryodhana is coming and he is dealing with Dronacharya and Bhishma in a diplomatic way. You're an old man, everybody will help you, you know. What is this? Diplomatic, you know? And he's trying to use all diplomacy. But your diplomacy doesn't work before your seniors, because they are more transparent. They are more smart than you, you know? Especially devotees. Devotees, if they are good devotees, they understand where things are going wrong. They understand what is the corrective measure, and they are willing to forgive. So ashram is a place where you want to be dictated, you want to be controlled. This is the nature of ashram life. The more humble you become, you grab the blessings. Just by your behavior, you can get all blessings. Like here, Prahlad Maharaj, father persecuted him like anything. And father was so offensive to the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You see the heart of Prahlad. There is no any ill will. There is no ill feelings at all. Just naturally say, what about my father? Please, deliver my father. Although he knows that the touch of the Lord will totally purify anybody. The holy name of the Lord. If the holy name can give you everything, what to speak of being touched by the Lord? No question. So, actually, Narasimhadeva already delivered Hiranyakashipu. But here, the prayer of Prahlad Maharaj, it shows the heart of a devotee. How a devotee is not concerned about how badly he is hurt, but he is concerned about how to help the other person. That is a devotee. In the material world, you do good to me, I do good to you. This is normal. And you ignore me and I ignore you. This behavior, the way you reciprocate with us, we will also take steps accordingly. But a devotee it takes extra efforts. I don't want to be, I don't want to have enemies. I will humble my ego, but I will not lose friendship with the other person. No, why people lose their friendship? Ego problem. All right, you insulted me, I care for you less. I don't care. But a devotee, he behaves, this is called transcendental behavior. A devotee, when he is insulted, he overlooks, no problem. But I still want to have a relation with you, you know. Because we are all family of God. We are all part of the family of God. Whatever you may do, I will not wash my hands. Whatever you may do, I don't give up my hope. I trust that everyone is divine. That is a devotee. So whenever you are chanting, you are supposed to meditate on that, not run through your japam. Japa ho gaya. No. You are doing japam. What are my pitfalls? What are my shortcomings? And how can I improve my behavior? Then the Holy Name will help you that way. If you are indifferent to the Holy Name, just you chant as a matter of fact, not really with feelings, then nothing happens. Because the Holy Name is not dull. The Holy Name is conscious. The Holy Name knows why you are chanting. Is that right? The Holy Name knows why you are chanting Hare Krishna. And the Holy Name reciprocates accordingly. Just like with Krishna, you go before Krishna, Krishna knows what you want. See, the Holy Name knows what you want. That's why with the Holy Name people go to America, with the Holy Name people get a foreign woman as her, as his wife, or a foreign man as her husband. And with the Holy Name, you become temple commander, or you become project director. Everything you will get. So you should... Nidrayan. Tultanayan. Shock. Electric shock. ఉండేది నలుగురు ఒకళ్ళు లేట్గా రావడం క్లాస్ మే ఆయ చారులో ఏకాయగా ఆధా క్లాస్ మే ఆయగా ఏకాయగా క్లాస్ క్లాస్ కమ్ ఖతం అయ్యాయిగా బట్నేకి దూసరాయగా జప్కి మారనేకెళ్ళి అలే సో వాట్ డిడ్ ఐ సే The Holy Name is Nama Prabhu. Nama Prabhu. You don't see it as some sound or some mundane sound or some sacred sound. The Holy Name is Prabhu. The Holy Name is a conscious person. Nama Prabhu. Nama Seva. That's why you have to serve the Holy Name. When you are chanting Hare Krishna, with love and affection, with attentiveness, that's why it's said. Inattentive chanting is considered also an offense. You are insulting the Holy Name. So, that means the difference between an advanced soul and a neophyte, a beginner, is that when an advanced soul is chanting Hare Krishna, he knows that Krishna is on my tongue. Krishna is just next to me. I don't have to fear anything. No? If I am chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna will protect me. I don't want to have no trust on others. We should trust others, especially devotees, we should trust, love and trust. We should not feel threatened. We should not feel worried what other devotees, that means we are the nonsense. No? When we don't trust others, because we are untrustworthy, we are not loyal. So we think that nobody is loyal. No one is good. I am not good, so no one is good. But if you are good, others may not be good, but you think they are good. And they are forced to become good because you are so simple. You are so simple-hearted person. And you are so cooperative. And by your behavior, others will feel I should also improve. When I am dealt in a very gentle way, how long the other person can behave roughly with you? Not possible. So here today, Prahlad Maharaj, completely tormented by his father, and his father was deadly against the Supreme Lord. But nothing affected the consciousness of Prahlad. Prahlad is saying, by the touch of Narasimhadev, my father is purified. And I am the son of Hiranyakashipu. Surely my father will be delivered because Narasimhadev is very favorably disposed to me. And he understands my prayers for my father. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, my dear Prahlad, most pure, say this is the most pure, the soul has no enemy. About Yudhishthira Maharaj, the word is Ajata Satravo Santa, Sadhavo Sadhu Pushanam. The more you try to defend yourself, protect yourself, Krishna will stand apart. Krishna will stay aloof. All right. He thinks he can protect himself. He thinks he knows things. But a person always gives the benefit of doubt to others. So we don't want to misunderstand others. Always benefit of doubt. No? He's a good person. I am misunderstanding maybe like that. So a devotee's nature is that he is not easily or is not quickly, he doesn't misunderstand people. Always benefit of doubt. You know, this word is always used. Benefit of doubt, give to the other person. Let him explain himself. Hear his version, what he has to say. Maybe then it will change your heart. Most pure means one who has no enemies. Whenever you insult a pure devotee, yes, this is my karma. He is only an instrument, he is not to be found fault. Because this is my karma. Through him it is coming. But he is only a vehicle, he is not my enemy. O great saintly person, your father has been purified along with 21 forefathers in your family. Because you are born in this family, the entire dynasty has been purified. So sometimes the children's thoughts go to their parents. But if you are surrendered to Guru and Krishna, don't worry. Where you are, you do your service very nicely. And Krishna is there, Krishna is here. Krishna is seeing your sincere service here. And you know, you want something good to your parents or whatever. And Krishna will deliver it there. You don't have to pray. You don't have to worry. Just you do your job thoroughly. I have come here to practice devotional service. And Krishna is my best well-wisher. Krishna knows. He is antaryami. He knows my desires. So I don't have to be in anxiety, I don't have to pray separately, I don't have to express. Krishna understands everything. Vedaham samatitani vartamana. Krishna knows your past, Krishna knows your present, Krishna knows the future. So simply you have to increase your bhakti. How can I develop devotional qualities? How can I render service without any ego. Along with 21, because you are born in his family, the entire dynasty has been purified. So this is a word directly from the mouth of Narasimhadeva. If in one family, one devotee, one person dedicates his life for becoming a pure devotee and propagate, like all of us. So we don't have to worry about families, no? It's already from this statement, we understood that not only our immediate parents, but 21 generations, the word 21 is used. Three Saptami, 3 × 7, Moodeldu, Iravayavati. Three Saptami, he is saying, the entire dynasty has been purified. The word Three Saptami means 7 multiplied by 3. In one's family, one can count back 4 or 5 generations to one's great-grandfather, even one's great-great-grandfather's father. But since the Lord mentions 21 forefathers, this indicates that the benediction expands to other families also. Before the present family in which one has taken birth, one must have been born in other families. Thus, when a Vaishnava takes birth in a family, by the grace of the Lord, he purified not only this family, but also the families of his previous births. Why is it like that? Why God is so gracious? Because in this world, anyone who preaches pure devotional service to Krishna, anyone who propagates the name, because this is the only solution. I forwarded a very dangerous WhatsApp message. Somebody sent me. What did this Osauddin, whatever certain Muslim leaders said? They were saying that we will clash with everybody. We don't care for other sentiments, and we are going to proudly practice. From Pakistan, Hinduism is blown out. But from Hindustan, the Islam is growing. That's because we are the people who are going to do it. And then like that, our Muslim leaders, what they said, that we are here to spread Islam. This is our birthright. We will change everything. No constitution, no force can stop it. They are doing it. So I sent it to somebody. Just because, what is the Muslim sentiment? It said when India fights with Pakistan, at the right time, all Muslims in India, they will side with Pakistan. They are openly saying, openly, in this country they are openly saying, because we are vote banking, we are nonsense. Nobody to do anything to them. Nobody can do anything. Vote bank. We need to live. Such a serious thing. You put on the national flag, a cow, and kill it, and remove the skin. That means it's challenging. Right on the Indian side, on the national flag, you cut the cow and they are challenging the very ethos of the nation. Anyway, the point is, so that guy, I just wanted to, how future is going to be, the times to come, how Muslims are going to create great trouble to preachers, to Hindus. Then he said, no, if they are going to do like that because they don't follow family planning. And his reply to me, when I forwarded these comments of Islamic leaders, that better that we finish our Krishna consciousness in this lifetime and get out of this place. That things are going to be more unfavorable as the time passes by. And I quietly replied, sir, no matter what Muslims are, what the future is, Krishna is in control of the situation. And it needs devotees to vigorously preach. Don't believe that, don't be threatened or don't feel insecure. if you really understand that Krishna is God, and no matter you are one person, there are 99 people, and you are going to be victorious, because Krishna is there on your side. That is Krishna. Only when two and three fight and three people won, it's not a God's factor is not seen. When there's 100 versus one and you win, you know, the Krishna has done this. So devotees are never in anxiety. They don't believe that evil will triumph. Satyameva Jayati. A devotee is never convinced that evil forces will take over this world. Right? Hare Govind. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So we will continue the same slogan tomorrow because we are not yet someone. That's all.